Kevin Clipany, boss with Carla B. Of course, a bit of skinner, a bit of fun, a bit of Clipany boss, Carla.
Yeah. So I don't know if I got fake news, Cladence, but I was told that it's your birthday tomorrow. Is it misinformation, disinformation?
No, it is my birthday today, so I figured...
Oh, today?
Tomorrow, the 1st of April.
Okay.
I was like wondering, you know, Mommy, couldn't you like just kind of...
hold out
for another couple of hours.
I think the blame's on you. You should have held out.
Yeah, I wanted to come out at 20 past 4 in the afternoon, apparently. I came out.
4:20.
4:20. 4:20, that's what my mom tells me. I was also a blue baby, so they had to spank me a couple of times more than they would normally. Interesting stuff. But, of course, nobody takes you seriously when you're birthday.
I know, but, I mean, the one good thing is no one's going to forget that it's your birthday. But, I mean, it's... There's a lot of things that could go wrong if your birthday's on April Fool's. But what I was thinking, Clarence, is, you know, we are, I think it's safe to say that all of us, when we were younger, were foolish. And then as we get older, as we have our birthdays, we are hopefully getting a little bit wiser. Not all of us, and not the wise immediately, but definitely there's things that you can now reflect on and say, I wish I knew that when I was younger.
I want to hear this from you.
Okay.
It just sounds as if you're in another stage of your life now.
Yeah. We've had the quarter life crisis and now I'm a bit past that.
Quarter life crisis. So what's the next crisis after
quarter life? I mean, we've established I'm not good at math, so I don't know what the next two quarter crisis. But so the one thing,
somebody suggests 40, but I mean, you're still way 40. Off that mark.
Hey,
and why would 40 be a problem? Years. People are still having babies at 40.
I don't want to be having babies at 40. That's what I'm living my best life when I've finally worked out, and this is one of the things I'd known about, is save, save, save. It's not that people weren't telling me that. It's not that it was everywhere, but I need the context. I need to understand as a young person thinking I have my whole lifetime ahead of me to save. Why do I need to start saving now? And we would have, when I had worked here at Cape Talk, we would have regular training sessions around finances. And they'd always say, pay yourself first. To me, that meant go out and treat yourself. That didn't mean putting away money.
Mm.
And I really wish, because it just opens up, you get to live this life.
Is that your phase now? Okay, I've been a little reckless. So I got to pay myself first.
Ooh, a lot of reckless.
Okay, so I just get the sense that 25, you ticked, have done that, got the scars, got the T-shirt with aplomb.
No.
Oh, okay.
At 25?
Yeah.
No, you're still a baby at 20. I'm not 25, eh? I'm quite a bit older.
No, I know, but you said 25 is like that phase that you ticked to have done.
Oh, no, but then you have your quarter life crisis. So that's like...
That's the quarter life crisis.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
Like, who am I? I'm no longer a child. I've got to start growing up, blah, 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 all those kinds of things. Although my 20s were amazing, but I do wish that I had been a bit more responsible with my money. And that government, when they say you can't withdraw your retirement or whatever, they actually mean you can't withdraw your retirement. Because if it's available to me, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Yes. It's not available to you until the age of 55, apparently, is it?
I've got a whole lot of retirement funds available.
Okay. Okay. I got you. So you also say you're done with 20s.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm 32 now.
Yeah, okay.
And I mean, it is what everyone says.
It doesn't necessarily flow off your tongue, 32.
30. Oh, actually, I'm 31. I'm not going to age myself.
Okay.
I've got a few more months.
Yeah. So you're worried about retirement at age 32?
Yes.
What else are you worried about? Kids? You don't want to have them at age 40?
So I'm not necessarily keen to have children. I think there's lots of other people who do a far better job.
Who can do it for you.
Yeah, okay. And are excited, and I can look after them and then return the child, return to sender. But I'm not going to, I think I'm too selfish to look after
what
a child.
What about relationships? What about...
Regrets in relationships or advice?
No, let's talk serious stuff. Let's talk like exclusive kind of life partner stuff.
So what about, I mean, I've had...
You can't have
not life,
a life partner
like 4 years.
You've had exclusive relationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then let's take the plunge. What about a life partner? Why are you?
So I was actually talking about this to a friend yesterday.
I want to get into my 50s space where I'm in, but I want to know where you at, and I'm comparing my notes from back then. I got to think a little harder than you do, obviously.
But I mean, I think my view on relationships, or my feelings towards relationships and the feelings that it evokes, is a lot different to my friends. Many of my friends are in really amazing relationships. They love being in relationships. I can do it for a period, and then I get bored. A bit anxious. Not bored, anxious.
Anxious about what?
Lifetime.
About what could happen?
That it could last a lifetime.
Isn't that something to be happy about?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure, if that's like your thing.
Because I know a 32-year-old. In fact, I work very closely with her, and she's a professional speech and drama therapist, and she's got the family, got the kid, and kind of doting mom, but also very professional on the side. So I guess it is possible for millennials to be the professional women that they can be and want to be, and have a family. And
yeah, but that's not even partner. Like that's not even the thing for me. Like, I know that if I wanted to, I could. If I really wanted to have a child, I could look after a child. And I think I would be good at it. It just doesn't interest me.
Okay, no, that's absolutely fair. So for now, it is purely getting that retirement sorted, that pension plan sorted. Yeah, I can tell you back in the day, we didn't get the kind of lessons that you got at Cape Talk by yourself first.
Yeah.
We had to teach ourselves. And for a lot of us, it came very late in our lives. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's really, I mean, if it's, and I don't look back at these things as things that I, there's no regret around it. It's like, okay, I now recognize that I need to learn about it. And if someone can learn at a younger age and really take it on and understand what that message means, then that's what I'd love to get across.
Yeah.
So it's like that. It's, also to do on the other hand. So like, yes, saving is very important. The other thing is that the material is immaterial. And that's something else I learned here, my time here. I was a young member of the digital team, and everyone around me had iPads and MacBooks. And here I am with my little, you know, the flip notepad, like the actual paper, not the Mac, and rocking up at meetings with that. And for some reason, that really embarrassed me. Like, I'm the only person writing on a piece of paper. And the general manager at the time, Carl Gossner, and I always thought of him as this very tall, cool Yoda. He said to me, Yoda? You know, Yoda's the smart alien.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So he had said to me.
I'm just trying to understand that smart alien as opposed to Fidel, if you know what I mean.
No, but I mean, if I went to Fidel and cried about having a notepad in the face of like iPads and consumerism and capitalism, I think Fidel would have. Shunned me very quickly.
Where's Yoda in the pecking order? I think that's what I'm trying to understand.
Hey, I don't
know. Alien.
He's smart. He says quotable quotes.
Gotcha.
But Carl had said to me that the smartest, one of the smartest and most successful men he knew, would come to a boardroom with everything in a shopping carrier bag, in a plastic carrier bag. And no one ever looked at him as lesser than. No one doubted his abilities. No one questioned like, okay, he doesn't have the latest tech. So, and that's something that I've not entirely taken it on yet, but it's a very important thing for young people. I remember at university, a lot of my friends and I would sit back and not talk simply because the person who was talking had an iPad in front of them.
Yeah. And the tech does not make the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's an important.
None of the material
epiphany,
things make you.
Light bulb moment.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm still learning. I'm still taking it on, but these are things that I just wish I had really worked on, made an effort to understand earlier on.
I've turned this around.
Yeah.
So it's Clippany Boss. Carla B joins us every Friday, and it's just a look at simple stuff. We just look at life from different generational vantage points. I'm going to be 56 tomorrow, and she wanted to make it about my birthday, or I think not my birthday necessarily, but those who celebrate their birthday on the 1st of April.
Well, the springboard is your birthday.
Yeah. Yes, and now we're finding out how she likes to celebrate her birthday.
I love my birthday, Clarence.
So it's all about you, right?
Yes.
And that's my wife as well.
I go and have my makeup done. I go and have my hair done.
That sounds like my wife.
Oh, I love it. I love my birthday.
She's gorgeous every single day, even in the morning.
Yay,
she's
especially Clarence. Gorgeous.
But it's just, she's about her birthday.
Yes,
and I don't
understand
because I just don't care.
No, we have this amazing like chance to not necessarily start over, but it's a whole new trip around the sun. It's the day you came into the world, like, there's no other Clarence, there's no other Carla. It's just like, I don't know, I really love the day. Of course, I love the presents as
well. So is there a lot of people? Is it like handpicked?
So last year, there were quite a few people. I didn't get, my 30th was during lockdown, so I didn't get the 30th I wanted.
Okay, so you made up for that, I have no doubt.
No, so I did, fortunately, the hard lockdown had ended, and so I had a few people, but okay. I really wanted a 90s party, and I wanted to dress up as the Spice Girls, and have star sweets, and Wilson blocks, and all the sweets, like cracker snack, alles, papa bites. I wanted all of that. Couldn't have that. But so I've actually decided, and I plan months in advance. I just decided this week that I'm going to have my 32nd birthday at Spur.
When is your birthday?
In June. Okay. I'm a Gemini.
Right. In Spur?
Yes. I love Spur. And you know, all when we were all young, we went to Spur. It was the best thing ever.
So your birthday is like a night out. It's not a weekend or a month.
Oh, nee. Uh-uh. I can't afford that.
Okay, so it's one night out. You're buying for everybody?
I usually pay for something. So either it's all the drinks or it's all the food.
And the prezzies are an important part of your
budget. Oh, yes.
Okay, do you like send a list of preferred things?
No.
But there are things that you prize more than others.
I mean, I think people know me. Or my perfume, friends know me. No. Whiskey? No, that's very intimate and personal.
Whiskey?
Vodka. Okay. Vodka.
Okay, I found your vice.
Yes.
Okay.
So that, and I mean, I would always separate. There'd be a family day.
Okay.
And then there's the actual birthday.
So there's multiple
birthdays. Just two.
Okay, and the family is a lot more kind of subdued.
Yeah.
Okay.
As subdued as my family can be.
I get the sense that they can be rowdy. So I'm gonna be 56 tomorrow, and I'm ambivalent about it. I really am.
Why? Have you always been?
I've always been ambivalent about it. I was a little upset about my 21st, but that's another conversation because I didn't get a key. Why am I
getting a key? We can carve out a piece of wood for you somewhere.
Nobody cares about their 21st birthday. It's about 18, you know, so.
I loved my 21st was the 21st absolute best
nobody
birthday.
Nobody does 21st anymore. 18 is
no, adult. 21st as yeah. well. I loved my 21st. It was wild. I don't remember most of it.
Well, I didn't have one, but there wasn't any one that stood out, if you know what I mean, and it remains as that. But now, I'm going to be 56, and it's beginning to dawn in a whole lot of ways, because I still think I'm capable of doing stuff, you know, I've still got all of that creativity, there's still energy. I just noticed that I'm taking a little longer to get out of bed kind of thing, so there's things that I need to reconcile, and I lost a buddy, man. His name is Hilton Peterson.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah. I was shocked. I mean, I went to go, it was an afternoon on Wednesday, and he was just kind of laying in his bed, just didn't wake up from a little sleep that he took mid-morning. And he was 58, you know, so I'm like, I notice more people are dying, more people than I know.
But I think you get to a certain age.
I don't know if I should take my birthdays a little more seriously.
No, but I think you get to a certain age where that does become a reality.
Yeah.
That there are more people that you know that are dying around you. I don't think it's like, oh, suddenly everyone that I know is dying and now I'm going to panic and whatever. I think it's the natural
but it's
journey.
Clearly not something that you are experiencing in your life at this moment.
Well, I mean, with COVID, yes.
Yeah, sure, that was rough.
I mean, that to go through that, I think people my age, millennials, and obviously you guys, we have lived a million lifetimes. And so that for even more so than Clarence is you have to celebrate.
Absolutely.
You have to.
While you have this life, you must have it, man.
No, and tomorrow you're going to celebrate.
What's wrong with tonight?
Tonight as well.
I
tonight,
was celebrating
tomorrow.
Last night.
Every week.
Wednesday
day.
Was my birthday after Hilton left. We celebrated his life. Any reason to celebrate.
Yes.
We'll find a reason. Yeah. Thank you very much for this interaction.
Thank you, Clarence. And I'm glad you're back. And I'm planning your next birthday next year.
Okay. Right. It's time for news. You're going to... Well, let's leave it, man. 60, I think, is important.
No, every year.
Every year.
Every year.
Okay. It's time for us to go to news at 11 o'clock.